As we're at the beginning of a new year, and of course, New Year's is a great time to be looking at resolutions. Of course, many of our resolutions, unfortunately, are broken at this point because we're a little bit into the new year. We thought it would be good just to do a little series on the virtues and how we can try to be better people in 2019. But first, what is a virtue? Now, if we look at the Catechism says that a virtue is, and bear with me, it's a little bit of a long quote, a virtue is a habitual and firm disposition to do the good. It allows the person not only to perform good acts, but to give the best of him or herself. The virtuous person tends towards the good with all his sensory and spiritual powers. He or she pursues the good and chooses it in concrete actions. Okay, so let's break that down a little bit. A virtue is habitual, meaning that it's not something we do once or twice. It's something we do regularly. It's something that we make a habit of doing. And in order to make something a habit, we have to have a firm disposition to do it. In other words, we need to be resolved to do it over and over again. See, it's easy to do the good when the fancy takes us, when everything's going well, when we've got plenty of time and we've got a few extra bob in our purse. It's easy then to give money to the homeless, for example. But to be resolutely good in every situation, no matter how tired we are, no matter how many times a neighbour calls at the worst time in the world, no matter how many times our significant other, we've told him to put the milk back in the fridge and he doesn't do it. And I don't know how many times we've told him to do it and he still doesn't do it. Or the children with their chores or whatever it might be. To be a virtuous person means to be trying to do the good in every single situation. In some ways, it's like learning to play a musical instrument or learning to exercise. For example, if you're going for a run, the first time we go for the run, we might not get very far. In fact, we mightn't get outside the front gate. But the more we practice, the easier it becomes, and the more it becomes kind of second nature to us. And it's the same way with the virtues. Virtues allow a person not only to perform good acts, which are very important in and of themselves, but to give the best of him or herself. And that's what it means to be holy. It's not to be a goody two-shoes, but to give the best of oneself in every situation. So when we choose to do good, when we're tired or grumpy or sick, when we choose to give to others, when we don't have enough for ourselves, when we practice restraint when it comes to indulging in food or alcohol, or when we choose justice even when it costs us dearly, then we're choosing to love. And love is to desire and practice what is good for the other person. We're created out of love and for love. So when we put love into practice through the virtues, then we are being the best people we can be and giving the best of ourselves. The virtuous person pursues the good with an undivided heart. But it's not enough to want to do good. I also have to put it into practice. I may want to be more patient with other drivers in my morning commute, but unless I actually do the good, i.e. unless I actually practice patience, then I'm not growing in virtue. And what is the purpose of a virtuous person? One of our earlier saints, St. Gregory of Nyssa, sums it up perfectly. The goal of a virtuous person, or the goal of a virtuous life, is to become like God. We become more Christ-like each time we practice the virtues. And of course, we can only do that with God's special grace, with God's special help, which we call grace. So next week, John, we're going to start looking at some of the theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity.